Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Insight on Business, the news hour for a Friday. Grateful, as always, that you're along with us and that you're allowing us to accompany you on the way home. With us in studio, and you know, on Fridays, we like to go away from the heavy news of the day and the week and talk about some lighter things. But it's still business because one of our favorite artists is here with us today. You know he's a favorite. He's been here multiple times. Is our friend Max Wellman. Welcome to the NewsHour again, Max.
Thanks for having me.
Good to see you. So, you know, we're always interested in this business side of your business, in the music business. And you've been plugging away at this, man, for a long time. And
yeah. I think just recently I was celebrating. I mean, long time is relative, but...
Well, at your age.
Yeah. I've been doing it for 8 years now. And a lot of twists and turns along the way and different ways of making things work. But it's been interesting.
Yeah. And for those of you who don't know anything about Max, we're going to take a really quick moment here and play a tune that Max has and that's coming from his work that he's going to be doing here in the very near future. So take a listen to this.
Though with joy I should be reeling, that at last you came my way. There's no further use concealing that I'm feeling not okay. For the rare allure about you makes me all the plainer see how inane, how vain, how empty life without you would be. After you, who could supply my sky of blue? After you, who could I love? After you, why should I take the time to try? For who else could qualify? After you, hold my hand and swear that you'll never cease to care. For without you there, what could I do? I could search years, but who else could change my tears into laughter? Cease to care, for without you there, what could I do? I could search years, but who else could change my tears into
outstanding, Max. A little Cole Porter there, huh?
Yes, and we're getting ready to do a full program of Cole Porter here next weekend.
What an artist he was.
Oh, yes. He's one of those people. One of the things I really, truly love about doing the music I do is being able to study the people who wrote it. I mean, really, I look at that era between 1920 and 1960 as being kind of a golden era for songwriting, where the true artists of the time really lined up with popular interests. And so you get accessible music that is also really brilliant.
And understandable at the same time. You
yes.
know, you can really understand, you can, and you can feel this music. You know, this is stuff that is...
Many layers.
Yeah, many, many layers. And that's your own arrangement at the same time.
Yes, yes. And we'll be doing a whole evening of newer arrangements of all of these pieces. I've got a great band that'll be with me. Tanner Taylor is a pianist who just moved back to the area from the Twin Cities. He's played all over the country and is truly one of the best pianists I have ever heard. I'm very, very happy to be working with him now. That's a new addition to the band. And Steve Charlson, of course, just recently elected into the Iowa Jazz Hall of Fame. And one of my closest collaborators. And then Julius Brooks, who was already in the Iowa Jazz Hall of Fame and also toured with the Supremes and Sam Cooke back in the day.
Wow.
So a real good saxophone player.
Powerhouse group of folks.
Yes.
And all of this is coming together at the Turner Center at Drake. So let's talk a little bit about the Turner Center and the venue and what folks can expect.
Yes. The Turner Center is a hidden gem here in Des Moines. It's been open for a couple of years, but it's just now kind of really getting opened up to the public. It's at 25th and Forest and hooked up to the Drake Music Building there, but it is independent and a beautiful room for jazz. It was built as a jazz center. You've got full stage and lights, a beautiful grand piano, but the seating is like a throwback dinner club. There's tables and chairs and very intimate setting and acoustically designed for this kind of a concert.
And you kicked this whole several series of this off when?
Oh, November 1st. Yeah, next weekend is the first, and I will be doing five productions over the next year in the Turner Jazz Center, including my annual holiday show,
and
big band series, and yes, and all of the tickets for each concert are now on sale, so you can go ahead and kind of plan out the whole shebang if you want. And that's at my website, which is maxwellmanmusic.com. Or you can buy tickets that evening, November 1st.
But obviously, if you get them in advance, you're guaranteed a spot.
And it's a very small room.
Exactly. So when you're talking about a small room like that, folks want to make sure that they're there. So this is the Cole Porter segment on the first that you're kicking off. And then you're going to be doing other artists throughout this time period?
Yeah, well, a variety of themes. Yeah. In December, I will have the fifth annual Home for the Holidays show. And then we'll take a break in January. February, I've got a big band album coming out, and we'll do an album release there that really kind of highlights the big band and the arrangements of Dave Rezik, who's a local trumpet player and arranger here. And there's also a program with Tina Haas Finlay a couple months after that. I've never fully collaborated with her on a concert.
Really?
And even though we perform together quite often, it's usually just
what a sweet voice
improvised.
She's got.
Oh, she's a powerhouse. And then the music of New Orleans later in the spring.
Got
so,
it.
All kinds of stuff going on.
But if you're interested, it's the Turner Center over at Drake University on the 1st of November, and you can get tickets at maxwellmanmusic.com. That's maxwellmanmusic.com. Always a pleasure, Max, to have you come in and talk about your work. You know we're a fan and have been for a long, long time. And,
well, I appreciate it.
We certainly do wish you the very best. You're kind of the only one of the only folks that self-produces, aren't you? Here in town?
Yeah,
I've always,
I think I got started off on that track when I started because I was so young that traditional opportunities were not available to me to perform. You know, no one wanted a 15-year-old kid singer for their band. And so I just had to make it happen in a certain way. And I think I've just developed that mindset. I'm always going out there trying to make new opportunities in order to do the music that I love, sure, rather than waiting for things.
Well, you were one of the first people that I knew that did like a songbook project on a subscription basis.
Yeah, yeah, we've had that going for now 3 years. And we do all kinds of different things, recording subscriptions, bigger productions in the area that no one else does. We go into Hoyt Sherman Place, the Turner Center, the Social Club, what have you, and produce the shows on our own as a band. And I also like to commission new arrangements from different composers in the area.
Amazing stuff.
It's fun. It's a privilege.
But you clearly enjoy it, and you're awfully doggone good at it. Max Wellman, ladies and gentlemen, maxwellmanmusic.com. The 1st of November is the first of several series out of the Turner Theater, a part of Drake University. Thanks for coming in, Max.
Thank you.